South's commercial bill flamethrower. Boss man in the BAM.
Baby, if you ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kinda tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while.
Live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama, it's Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good Friday morning and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good morning, Alyssa Finley Hart, Ray Stewart, Rodney Williamson, Hot Rod. Good morning, Jesse James in the house. Good morning, Jesse, Donna Weaver, Sherry Weaver, Rebecca Whitfield, Miss Mitchell, Jeremy Padgett. Good morning to each of you, and welcome to this day's version of The Feel Good, also known as Drive Time.
Is that the new nickname?
The Feel Good. Facebook family in the house.
The Feel Good. Okay.
Good morning, Retro. Miss Crane in as well. Good morning, Judy. Kathy Tolan. Good morning, Kathy. Daniel Smith. Sarah Elaine in also. Lance McKenzie. John Commander. Mary Chandler Nelson. Hope everybody's Friday's off to a good start. We're glad to be here with you guys first thing on this beautiful, crisp Friday morning.
Yes, it is. It is a very crisp Friday morning. And another beautiful day. How about that show yesterday, DJ?
When you got Mitt in the house, it's going to be good. And, of course, having Tony as well, had a lot of fun. Not big on the, what was it called again? The jelly bean bonanza?
Bean boozled.
Bean boozled. I'll tell you what, I had convinced myself that had to have come from Spencer's and was shocked to find out that you can buy it on the shelf in Walmart.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's no doubt. You can.
I'll never play it again. I can check that off the bucket list. I've played. I've done it. I survived it. But I'm out. Sour milk. Bad idea.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
And
good morning, Wheezy.
Just one of those things or what?
It was just, I don't know why you would make something like that. I'm kind of shocked that that even existed. I don't know whose idea it was. I don't know what their sales have been, but it was, I can just think of a better way to have a good time. The first one I had was.
I thought it was pretty good.
I had dead fish. Well, yeah, because you
had. I had a big time. Yeah.
You had a big time, but I had dead fish coming out of the gate. I don't know what it was I had on the second one. It wasn't any good either. And then the spoiled milk was just...
That third one got you.
God almighty. That was bad. That was really bad.
That third one, I could tell that third one put it on you pretty good.
Mitt won. Proud of Mitt for getting it done, but I don't know. Good morning, Bubba. Good morning, T-Bone in the house. Stan Whitehead as well. There's Bryce Egerton. Good morning to each of you. Roger Templeton in. Stephanie Myrick also. Paul Crumpton back in. Good morning. Hope everybody's Friday's off to a good start. Spring break gets kicked off this afternoon, so I know that teachers and kids alike are excited about that. A week to get off and recharge the batteries for the home push. D. Powell in. Good morning, D.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what in the heck.
Good morning, Alicia. Glad you're in with us. There's Aunt B. Good morning, B.
I was waiting on the Wolfman Jack thing.
So, save it for another day.
That's just one of those things, what you're saying.
That's a good question, Lance. He's asking if I'd rather play that game again or stay in the woods 20 minutes after dark.
So what?
I think I'd probably rather stay in the woods 20 minutes after dark.
Is that your final answer?
I think that would be my final answer. If that's the two choices, yes. Good morning, Miss Burnham. Glad you're in with us. We enjoyed your son and your husband yesterday. Thank you for letting us spend some time with them. Hope y'all are enjoying the last little bit of y'all's break. Sister's in. Good morning, Whitney.
I thought it was I thought the Bean Boozled thing was hilarious. Of course, I wasn't playing, so, you know.
Well, you had the best seat in the house. There's no doubt about that.
I thought it was funny. You was convinced it come from Spencer's.
I mean, that just seemed like a logical fit to me.
I mean, I thought that was that was the funniest part to me was you thought that's where it come from.
Toys have definitely changed a lot down through the years. There's no question about that. We got a big announcement on tap today, I believe.
Yeah, we do. I'm trying to... I don't know if I'm having technical difficulties, but some sort of difficulty over here.
Good morning, Sarge. You?
Maybe that's getting better.
Now the Facebook family's getting in here.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this son is acting kind of crazy this morning, too. But anyway, so... Yeah, that was a big time yesterday. There's Tracy Miller. Good morning, Tracy. Sister. Good morning, sister. Whitney in this morning. Mitt loved it. I'm glad he did. We loved Mitt.
He's welcome anytime.
Yeah, he's welcome anytime he wants to come. Tell him to come on.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's see what I got going on here. I don't think I pushed anything different. Oh, well. All these buttons.
A lot of buttons, a lot of blinking lights. They just don't know.
I wonder if that makes... No, that don't make any difference either. Oh, well. It'll be all right. It's going out, so that's all that matters. Yeah. It's going out, so... Yeah, we'll have Mitt any time. I want to say a special good morning to Miss Barbara Burnham.
Oh, yeah.
I mean... You talk about somebody speaking the truth this morning.
She's a saint.
She spoke the truth this morning, and I want to commend her for standing up and speaking the truth like she did. I really think that was something, Miss Burnham, and you know, we at Drive Time salute you for sure.
Good morning, Deanna. Appears we have Brent Hastings in the house with us this morning. Good morning, Brent. JP, the coach, in as well. Where you been, coach? Jason Tiepo in also. Good morning, Jason.
That's Mallory Stanley.
Morning, Mallory.
Marcus Smith. Good morning, Fidachi.
Fine Dachi. And Jody Jernigan in as well. Got a good crowd in first thing this morning.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you saw the butcher there. The best part of the show was watching Mitt laugh at Donut and T-Bone eating those beans.
Can't miss the butcher.
I think DJ said he and JC James aren't friends that much anymore after that.
It was strained.
I did tell Kinsley that you were out on Bean Boozled Challenge.
I'm out.
You're done.
Once is enough.
Well,
if they'll take the white jelly beans out of there, I'd still be a no.
You can't do it.
Well, Jesse gave me a lot of good information after the fact. A lot of good information. After the fact, and
it was just too late is what you're saying.
It was too late.
Well, I don't really know. I don't know what kind of information was given to you. So,
well, she told me after the fact that the white jelly beans are either coconut or spoiled milk.
So you'd have stayed away from that.
I don't like coconut that much anyway, to be honest with you. So yeah,
But you wanted some coconut yesterday.
Yes, I would have paid for coconut yesterday. So, good morning, Hamp.
I want to point something out here real quick, just to hold on just a second. I'll let you take the wheel.
Okay. Well, I'll take it. Big announcement coming a little bit later in the program. Make sure you stay here. Ken's got some news that's going to, I think, excite everybody. It'll certainly be a fun to participate in, and you're going to want to be here to get the scoop on that and the information that comes in days ahead. But I think it's going to be exciting for everybody. I think everybody's going to enjoy it. I know it's been fun talking about it, so I'm excited about getting that shared a little bit later in the day. Good morning, Hazel. Good morning, Ryan.
So as much as everybody has, you know, kind of seen this thing kind of take on, we're talking about the 109, the deal that it has taken on, I think it's only prudent that we kind of show people just what the real deal is about this and how serious it is. This thing is serious. You know, we saw the tail of the tape picture yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, this thing has gotten real serious. So, in saying that, I want to just say this.
Look at that.
Now,
Give me some of that. That's what I'm talking about.
Now,
give you some of that, T-Bone.
If you can't understand the New World Order has taken over this deal.
I'll tell you what.
And we call it BMP. I don't have one. I have you one as well.
Look at this. And it's a size medium. That is perfect.
I knew that
absolutely
would be your size.
Absolutely perfect. I'll have that on today. I'll tell you what.
Put it on right now.
Put it on right now.
That's right.
Get him a double dose of it.
That's right.
I'm liking this. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go ahead and get an extra treatment over the weekend for the medulla oblongata.
Yeah.
To make sure it does go down now.
Yeah, thank
you. I've been serious about it.
Thank you, Pam Driscoll.
Look at that.
How about that?
I'm wearing it all day.
I want you to.
Might wear it all spring break.
I want you to.
Pensacola Beach, get ready.
Is that a double XL?
It's a medium, baby. It fits like a glove.
I want you to know mine's a custom fit.
Fits like a glove.
You know, Ralph Lauren polo shirts say custom fit.
Yeah.
That's what these say on them. Custom fit.
Pam made these?
Pam made these.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Our good friends at Paul's Cross. I'm running for them.
Hashtag Team DJ.
I love it.
Get you some of that, Burnham.
I love it.
Also, just a side note, t-shirts are available for $10 if you'd like one.
JP, the coach. I knew he'd be with me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Super Dave.
So, you never know what you're going to find or what's going to happen on this
I
show.
I love it.
How about that?
I love it. You have shocked the world today. I love
How
this.
How about that?
I love it.
Yeah, and this wasn't a big announcement. Let me say that.
Oh, no. This will be an afterthought.
Yeah, this wasn't the big announcement.
Thank you, Sherry.
But, we
yes, ma'am, Sarah.
I thought that
my fam.
I thought that this would be fitting. Of we're getting closer and closer and closer to the 109, and we got to show our support. And I'm gonna tell you something.
This means the world to me, by the way.
Well, listen. The bottom line.
Yeah.
Heard that before.
Yes, sir.
Somewhere.
May hear it again one day.
Where have I heard that from? Let me ask you a question real quick.
Old pirate show.
Let me ask you a question. Is there any control over the bottom line?
Not that I'm aware of. Or any other BMP production.
Is there a governing body over that we have to rate this thing R or PG or hot mic?
This mic's hot. Mine is.
I was just checking. I didn't know. I somebody said something about an NC-17 rating.
Thanks, Padge.
PG rating. Tony's in the shower.
He just finished working out.
Yeah, I know. He just got through running
down
the beach.
Second time.
Yeah. He just got through doing the Iceman run down the beach and back, you know, from Top Gun. Probably just got through playing volleyball.
Yeah, that's right. Sarge, we probably, if we'd have worn them yesterday, Mitt would have wanted one, and I didn't want to didn't want to put Tony in that situation.
I thought about it, Sarge. I'm not going to lie. I thought about it, and I said, you know, this really wouldn't be fair to put Mitt in that situation, especially after the touching letter that he wrote DJ, and you know, that DJ has on his refrigerator. Matter of fact, the most prominent thing on his refrigerator.
It means the world to me. It'll be a keepsake for a long time.
Yeah, and I couldn't do that to Mitt. I just couldn't. I will tell you, had Tony showed up here by himself, it would have been a very interesting morning.
He doesn't know how interesting it would have been.
He don't. Very interesting. Good morning, Larry Murphy.
Hot in the cot.
Manasco, good morning. Yeah. Sherry Weaver, that's right. Better buy some t-shirts and get ready. Hey, listen, $10 a piece. You know, and that, listen, you ain't got to buy them from us. You can. If you want one, let us know. If you want one, Pam Driscoll, she made these. She was kind enough to do this and get them done for us really quickly. I thank you very much, Pam.
All proceeds to Paul's Cross.
Well, you know, if that's what she did. Yeah. If you buy them from us, anything that we get, you know,
Paul's Cross.
We're going to give it to Paul's Cross, which – means basically we're going to hand everything you give us to Pam, which is exactly what that's I right. did yesterday. Yep. So, or yeah, yesterday. So, you know, we these I would like to see these shirts be like the old NWO shirts where everybody and their brother had one. You remember the the wrestling thing?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the BMP font minus the top two lines. Uh-huh. So I said, well, this will be good. I also have some being made that's got this on the back and hashtag Team DJ on the front pocket, which is also known as a fraternity T-shirt.
That's right. Little pocket tee.
Little pocket tee. So if you'd like to get in on some of that, then certainly let us know. Send us a PM, text, call, whatever, and we'll make sure that you get hooked up on that deal, because we certainly would like everybody to have one that wants one. Burnham, if you'd like one, we'll send you one too. Matter of fact, we might just get one to send to you, because I feel quite sure he'd feel pretty good wearing it around. It might actually get him some notoriety. I mean, I'm telling you, all these broke leg videos ain't helping him none.
I'll just wait for him to finish and hand him one.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah,
you could do, like, kind of like that video. You'd be there at the finish line.
Yeah,
that's right. And when he comes across it, I don't know if his mama Burnham is going to allow him to run. I don't know if he's been mama cleared or medically cleared to run. I'm a little bit concerned about that.
Well, she's going to have to certainly sign off on it.
Fat boy sizes are available. Trust me. I mean, there's two sitting right here at this table. So, I mean, you know, yes, they are, Adam. So,
proof's in the pudding.
Yeah, proof's in the pudding. Don't worry about that. We got that handled. members of the Wolf Pack.
Super Dave.
We're the Wolf
My
Pack.
My guy.
How about that?
Yes, sir.
The Wolf Pack.
That can be done as well. I like that. First class.
Yeah. Yeah, we can get the Wolf Pack in there, no problem.
David Padgett,
the Wolf Pack. That's one I ain't heard in a long time, right there.
Good morning, Marshall Bracken. There it is. Oh yeah, baby. Time to regulate.
For life.
For life. For life.
Oh.
NWO.
NWO. Too, what is that? It's too sweet.
Too sweet.
Oh. Yeah. How about that? So
I think it's going to be, Jeff Wilson's in. It's going to be interesting to see who he sides up with. He's a cousin to both of us.
I haven't been able to figure him out yet. Hazel, you said got banished to Team T-Bone. Team, listen, I'm gonna start calling them Burners. You know,
I
think that's a good name.
Yeah.
He's always popping off about Burners.
Yeah,
let's just start calling them Burners. If you want to be a burner, great. We understand.
Team DJ in the house, Sarah.
There she is. Team DJ. I think Tori's Team DJ. Tori, you Team DJ?
Yes.
There you go. She's Team DJ.
Thank you.
I need to get her a shirt. Sarah a shirt. Yes. All these people's shirts. Now listen, again, $10. And proceeds go where, DJ?
Paul's Crossed.
Paul's Crossed. That's right.
Paul's Crossed.
Paul's Crossed. So
I love it.
Where's your toothpick?
I love it.
Hey, look here. Say goodnight to the bad guy. I don't have a toothpick here with me.
I love it.
But hey, man.
I do want to see, talk about Jeff. I want to see, Jeff will openly endorse one or the other before April 7th, and that'll be interesting. That'll be, he's in a tough spot. We'll see.
Well, he is, but can I be for whoever does it cardiac out? Well, you can. That is actually part of the great thing about this is you can do that, Hazel. That is completely left up to you.
That's fair, Jeff. That's fair.
Oh, he's waiting on the odds.
He's wanting to see who gets cleared.
He's waiting on Las Vegas.
I understand.
Yeah. He's waiting on Las Vegas. I get it. I don't blame him. I'd be waiting on Las Vegas, too. I think John Williston's been waiting on the odds from Las Vegas.
You know, there's going to be an opportunity here.
Yeah. It's going to be a big opportunity.
It's going to be an opportunity.
All right, so it is 8:31. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let the wait be over.
Do it. That's what I'm talking about.
We're going to let the wait be over. So here's the deal. We've got the last several weeks, we've had a great time doing this thing. Today is number 31, episode number 31. He's bringing the Fiero. Father Ted in.
He won't like this.
Today's number 31.
He won't like this.
Being that today is number 31, and today is Flashback Friday, and everybody knows what kind of big time we had in here last Flashback Friday, we're about to change the way things have been going around here. Now, you know, and here's where it starts. We're about to open up today the first ever drive time dash for cash. Okay?
I can't wait.
And what this is going to be a area scavenger hunt. Now, let me just lay this out first before we get into what we're hunting. First is first. First things first. The prize will not be on Peach Chevrolet or Jim Peach Motors, Peach Ford, whatever. It property. Will not be on either one of those properties. It will not be inside of any business in our area. In our area being Bruton, East Bruton, Pollard, Fulmington,
P-Ridge.
P-Ridge, Jay, you know, our Castleberry, maybe even Evergreen. It will not be inside of a building. You will not need a shovel, a rake, a hoe. You won't need anything, any tools to find this. We're going to give out clues. We don't know when, so you got to watch the show. We may give out a clue today. We may give out a clue every day next week. We may not give out but one clue a week.
Is it fair to say that it won't be on private property?
Will not be on private property.
You don't need to be anybody's yard?
It will not be in a residential neighborhood.
Okay.
It will not be in anybody's yard. It will be in a public area, public place. It's not going to be easy to find, but it's not going to be hard to find. Okay? So here's the deal. Right now, as we speak, there is $1,000.
Get out of here.
In hard, cold cash. Notice. Hid in this area.
It's already down.
It's already down. It's there.
Somebody's going to find it at some point.
Somebody is going to find $1,000.
10 long wheel base 10
tens. Long wheel base 10s. $1,000 cold cash. Okay.
And it's down. It's out right
it's
now.
It's out.
Wow.
Here's the deal.
Wow.
You need to like, share these videos, because the more likes and shares we get, the more views we get, the more clues we're going to give out.
How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how it works. So.
Can I play?
No, you cannot. You played Bean Boozled yesterday. You're running the 109.
$1,000.
There is $1,000 already hid in this area. We haven't given a clue yet. We haven't given a clue yet.
You've got to be outside of your mind. $1,000.
I am not. $1,000.
Wow.
First ever drive time dash for cash. Scavenger hunt. Meaning, you can all get loaded up, you can get in the car, you can get into whatever, and you can go out, because we're going to give you clues as to where these things are at. Maybe more, maybe less. But I know there is $1,000 cold, hard cash, 10 crisp $100 bills, long wheelbase 10s out there already hid as we speak right now.
It is not on private property. It is not at either of the dealerships. You will not need a tool to retrieve the prize, correct?
It is not on private property. It is not at either of the dealerships. It will not be at either of the dealerships. It is not inside of a business anywhere. Okay?
That's crazy. $1,000.
It's not in anybody's yard. Now, it may be outside of a local business. You know, It may be outside of but it's not in a residential neighborhood. It's going to be in a public area. It ain't going to be. It is. I mean, I keep saying past because I've been saying in past tense.
It's out.
But it's out.
And we can say this honestly. I have no idea where it is.
You have.
I don't know a clue.
I am the only person. My wife doesn't know. I am the only person who knows where this $1,000 cash money prize is at.
And you were the keeper of the clues as well.
I am the keeper of the clues as well.
Like and share the video. The more interaction that we get, the more quickly clues will come.
The more likes, the more shares, the more views these videos get, the more clues it can come. And we're going to give them till somebody finds this $1,000.
So there is going to be a winner.
There's going to be a winner. There's going to be a winner.
Wow.
Yes.
That is wow.
We like I said, like and share, like and share, like and share. The more videos we get out there, the more likes we get out there, the more clues are going to come. And everybody has just the same opportunity to win as everybody else does. As Burnham tried to point out yesterday, anyway, I've told you the wrong price. I didn't know this. Shirts are $12 for front only, $15 for front and back. And if you just want to make it even 20, that goes to help Paul's Cross.
Yes. Good morning, Deacon.
I apologize. Sorry about that. I think I got the 10 bucks from the spaghetti bake. I'm not going to lie to you because that's what they were to play.
That's right.
So, anyhow, there is right now, there's $1,000 out there. Now, let me say this. I'm not going to say that sometime in the future, I mean, if any of the businesses around in our area wants to get involved and they'd like to be part of this.
The pot could sweeten?
Oh, it can sweeten. Let us know. I'm not saying they got to give that they have to give money or anything like that. I mean, if they want to give whatever they want to give, they can, if they want to do whatever. I don't care. Whatever it is, if anybody wants to get involved, text us, PM us, let us know. Hashtag dash for cash. That's what it is.
Hashtag dash for cash.
Dash for cash.
$1,000.
$1,000.
That's big.
Aunt B wants to know, are the front and back long sleeve also? I'm sure they can be. Aunt B, I'm not sure what the price would be on that, but I'm sure they can be. So $1,000. And like I said, if there's some other businesses in town that may want to get involved and throw in some stuff to, go with it, certainly let us know. And we can, we'll certainly be glad to, involve that, make it sweeter and make it better. And I can tell you that $1,000 cash is a lot of money.
You better believe it is.
That's a lot of money. Okay.
You mean dozen donuts that is?
A bunch. Yeah. I mean, you got to figure after taxes, that's like making what? $1,500, $1,600.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And that's after tax.
After tax,
that's a lot of enough.
Here it is, right here.
Look at there, Larry Murphy. Put another $100 in.
It's now $1,100.
It's now $1,100.
Who knows where this thing's going to end? Seriously, this is fixing to be
the pot just
crazy.
Went to a. So now I've got to go.
Thank you, Larry Murphy.
So now I've got to go. I ain't even going to say this because I know there'll be people putting private investigators on me. But let me tell y'all something. I have two. King trained German shepherds and cameras all over my house. Come on by. I think you're watching somebody. I promise you, you're being watched.
Yeah, you're being watched. You better believe that.
No, I'm joking. Anyway, there's another. So now the pot is 1,100 simoleons, as Fred Sanford would say.
Thank you, Larry Murphy. And I had your meatloaf, by the way, the other day. Delicious. Adam put a picture of it on Facebook and it got me.
Wow.
How about Larry?
Larry, that's very generous. Thank you for doing that. And I'll tell you what, Larry's been a big supporter of BMP for a long time.
He sure has. Yes, he has.
He has been a big supporter of BMP for a long time. And I'll tell you what, if you don't have a chance, if you hadn't had a chance to get down and check out some of that fine food at Camp 31 lately, you need to. We talk about it all the time. I mean, we do. It's not like that we, Wheezy said she'll drive me around.
Good morning, Freddie.
Well, here's the thing, Wheezy. I can't attend. Hey, Jesse Rigby just put $100 in for James Brothers.
$1,200. First class, Jesse.
Thank you, cousin
Jesse. First class,
Jesse.
James, morning, Blade.
James Brothers.
$1,200. Like that.
$1,200.
Good morning, Jonna.
Good morning, Jonna Wilson. Jonna, I just talking about you. Jonna, we was talking about Jonna's waiting on the odds from Vegas on the 109. So, nope, we ain't hiding in other places. It's one big pot.
Look at the coach, JP the coach.
What coach say here? If DJ wins, he'll give $100 to Paul's Cross. If Byron wins, he'll give $50.
Everybody wins.
There you go.
That's what it's about.
Thank you, JP.
Thanks, coach.
Yes, sir. Another great thing. $1,200.
$1,200.
$1,200.
Wow.
That's awesome. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Larry. And listen, let's be honest. We're going to talk about this every day. This is going to be all over every bit of social media that we have. We're going to put this out there in only the way that BMP can.
That's right.
And we're going to put it out there, okay? I promise you. Look at there. D. Powell just threw in another $100 for his Full Circle Finance. He does commercial loans in all 50 states. $1,300.
D, thank you. First class as well.
Thank you, D. Powell.
D. Powell, class of 1986.
D's a good friend. Old friend.
Good man. D's a good man.
Yeah, D is a
old,
old.
And not because he did
dear,
that.
No, dear friend, though. Old friend. I can remember D. Powell as far back as I can remember anybody.
Good man.
You know, so.
$1,300.
People, listen. I said what we were going to do was going to be something that could change somebody's life. Oh, I mean, if only for a week.
Sure.
If only for, you know, listen, I don't know. That's two car payments.
You better believe
that's
it.
That's two house payments.
Yes, it is.
That's college money. That's you know, rent.
Man.
Utilities.
$1,300.
Again, we're not asking anybody to do that, okay? I want to make that real clear. We're not asking people. We're just giving you the opportunity if you want to be part of this. If you'd like to be part of it, then certainly you can be. And you don't have to do what these guys are doing. You can do something else. You know, but it doesn't have to be, you know.
I think it's official.
What's that?
We live in the single greatest community in the world.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Your buddy Latinier trying to be funny this morning.
What Kevin Latinier say
about taking
or
a fastball in the air from Ryland.
I didn't take one from Ryland. I took it from Kevin Latinier.
He said about his bet with Scott Ryland, where he took a fastball in the ear hole while batting in Babe Ruth game.
Let me tell you what happened. Latinier will be on Team Burnham because he too was a bully back in the day. Latinier was a bully.
I know he was a bully.
He played on the Jets with Scott Rolland.
Okay.
Scott and I were in the 7th grade. Kevin Latinier was in the 9th grade. It was our first year in Babe Ruth.
Randy Bell.
We'd gone from Little League to Babe Ruth, play on the high school field.
Sure.
I told Scott Rolland at school, I said, I will bet you right now that Kevin Latinier is going to hit me when I come up to the plate for the first time. And I said, I'll do you one better. He's going to hit me in the head. My first time up there, digging in, Latinier gives me that little grin, and I catch it right in the ear hole. Scott Rolland's the catcher. And after I wiped the tears away, I looked at him, I said, I told you.
So here's the deal. We haven't given a clue yet, Susan. Today is the announcement. Sweet Kevin was not a bully, Aunt B said. Aunt B?
That class of 86 gave me a lot of trouble.
Aunt B, I'm going to tell you something. Now, I seems I remember back to where he was. See, I had the privilege and pleasure of being a little younger, but hanging out with a lot of these older people. Now I'm going to tell you this. It wasn't such a privilege when you had to be around Dwayne Hammack every day and take what you had to take from him, because that was another story all to itself.
Bentley liked the bad guys. She just did.
Wait. No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
She
wasn't she the cause? And I ain't going there.
She played a part in my medulla oblongata getting messed up.
Okay.
She played a part in that.
She did.
And almost got me killed in the library at middle school.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm trying to read here. Kenza might be converting to Team Tony. She saw Mitt's performance yesterday and announced he was, wait a minute. Talk about he was really cute.
Well, Mitt's on Team DJ.
Yeah.
I mean, I can... We can go to the swing set together.
Hot Rod. Kent Wood. That's right. He was something serious. There's no doubt. Listen, I want to get back to this. $1,300 in the pot. Okay?
For now.
For right now. There's no... Like, again, let me say this again. Nobody... We're not putting this out here because we want people to, you know, say, hey, we want to do this. Hey, if you just want to get involved and give away a gift certificate, whatever. We're not telling you you have to. We're not asking you to. We're saying if you want to, the opportunity is available. So, that's right. Randy Bell, Hunting Club dues.
And Q-beams.
That's right. Corn. I'm going to tell the Randy Bell story real quick that I don't think Randy Bell will mind me telling. Because it's one of the funniest stories that I've ever heard. Randy, and I'm not going to call any other names, happened to be in Dallas County one night. And they were riding around. Of course, they had a Q-beam. They also had a gun.
They go together.
They pulled up in a field. And of course, there's a big deer back there in that field. They shot the deer. Of course, the deer didn't move. You know why?
No.
It was fake. Okay. So
they're that guy.
So here comes the blue lights, right? Well, they take off and... this is Mitt. Yes, I am cute.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are, Mitt. Yes, you are. So here comes the blue lights, right? So they all get out. They got the guns pulled and everything, and they get the other guy to the driver's seat that's driving the truck. Randy's in the passenger seat. And they tell him, they said, get out of the truck. Get out of the truck. Bell ain't moved. Randy's sitting still. They finally walk up there to him. He's got his window down. And Randy ain't, he's just staring just like this. Says, get out of the truck. He says, sir. He says, get out of the truck. Randy says, I can't. He says, why? He says, I'm scared. he said, I'm scared. So I'm sorry, Randy. If you didn't want me to tell that story, I apologize. Oops. But I had to tell it. It's just too funny not to. But I got plenty of Randy Bell stories. Good morning, JoJo Holmes in.
Good morning, JoJo.
You know, I don't know if you heard about it or not. The first ever drive time dash for cash has been put out there. Scavenger hunt. The pot is up to $1,300. Okay.
Cash.
$1,000 is already hid. $1,000 is already out there. I've got to go add $300 more to it. Okay. But this is cold, hard cash in our area. Okay. And we're going to give clues out. The more likes and shares, the more video views we get, the more clues we're going to get, the more clues we're going to give out. You never know when we're going to give a clue. We're not going to say when it's going to be. It may be Monday morning. It may be Wednesday morning. It may be Friday morning.
You could get two a day, possibly.
We could send put a clue on the drive time page here. Just put one out and let people read it. But you never know when they're going to come. You never know when they're going to be, and you never know what they're gonna what they're gonna be. Kathy Tolan just need to follow. Well, I would say yeah, but you might not want to do that.
Bubba's
because when I go out to hide the money, Dallas goes with.
Yeah,
me.
You don't want to be anywhere around that.
Yeah, so
Bubba's gonna send a proxy,
and the money's already hid. Dallas went with me when I hid the money, just in case somebody was following me. Because let me tell you something, you're not gonna follow me when I put him on you.
No, you will not. You will learn how to climb a tree real quick.
Yeah. Well, I hope you can climb faster than he can. So, big Bubba said he's sending a proxy.
We'll send a proxy.
That's fine, Bubba. Send him on down. Send him on down.
How many shirts you want, Bubba?
Yeah.
How many shirts can I send you?
Hashtag Team DJ. But $1,300 is out there up for grabs. In the first ever Dash for Cash, Drive Time Dash for Cash.
$1,300.
Hashtag Dash for Cash. We're going to put it all over the place. I mean all over the place. You can trust me on that. I'm going to talk to the mayor. We're going to get it up on the big board over in East Bruton.
Oh, yes.
The big billboard
yes.
over there.
Yes.
We're going to get it up over there. Matter of fact, we may get a clue put up over there from time to time on that big board.
How about that?
May do that too.
You just never know.
We're going to make this as interactive as we can make it because we want everybody to have an opportunity to win, and everybody will have an opportunity to win.
You have that opportunity.
Everybody.
Right now.
Danny, can he borrow Dallas? I don't know if anybody can borrow Dallas, Danny, honestly. But you're welcome to come try. How about that?
The more likes, the more shares, the more clues.
The more likes, the more shares, the more video views, the more clues. There you go. Manasco just donated a voucher for a cheesecake right there.
$1,300 and a cheesecake.
Choice of their
Thank
choice
you,
of flavor.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Adam. $1,300 plus a cheesecake.
I won't take you.
Hey, and well, listen, that's great. Keep it. Oh yeah, we need to talk about. I'm glad you. Tomorrow morning,
it's a can't miss event. I go every year. Lindsay and I go every year.
David's Catfish is the annual Lions Club
pancake breakfast.
Pancake breakfast.
We go every year.
Well, how much are the
$5?
$5 a yep. plate. And all Josh Goblin's a great guy. All of the money, not just like proceeds, all of the money. Goes to the Lions Club.
They've done this the last several years at the Methodist Church. Josh Goblin's going to have them this year, 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Lindsay and I go every year.
Yep.
We both love pancakes. It's not a short stack. It's a big stack. Konecka sausage usually is with it, orange juice, milk. It's a real nice deal. Serves a great cause. The Lions Club provides eyewear for those that need
That's
it
right.
in the area. And you'd be shocked how tremendous that need is. And the Lions Club goes a long ways towards meeting that. And it would be an effort worth supporting. Plus, it's a great time to fellowship and get a good bite to eat.
Jessica said an Adam cheesecake is worth $100.
Oh, dine in or carry out.
Yeah. So you can go through the drive-thru. How about that?
Good morning, Trent Davison. Good morning, Todd Purvis.
I would say an Adam cheesecake is worth $100 itself. So, you know, at any rate... This ought to be a big time, okay?
$1,300 and a cheesecake.
$1,300 and a cheesecake. $1,300 cash and a voucher for a cheesecake.
Miss Chamberlain's getting in with us. Miss Chamberlain, it's over when somebody finds the money. There's going to be a winner.
There will be a winner.
Clues will be released through BMP in some form or fashion.
That's right. Good morning, Trent Davison.
Ken was the keeper of the clues.
That's correct.
There's no rhyme or reason to when a clue might be released. So pay attention to all the BMP social media sites, and there's going to be a winner.
Yeah, if you see a, you know, keep checking back because you just don't know when or where there's going to be a clue. And you don't know when and where or how we're going to give them out. Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if a clue doesn't end up on the big digital billboard in East Bruton. I can tell you. Don't be surprised.
Well, you know what's right past the... Was right past the digital billboard.
I do. The donut shop.
The bakery.
Yeah, the bakery. So, Granny Rat, that's right. Some of that fried chicken, some of the best. No doubt.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
I'm telling you. We'll take some of that up here one morning, Lily, whenever you decide to bring it.
Good morning, Candy Cane.
Ben Fagan.
I don't disagree there. I don't disagree with what Ben just said.
No, you're right. I mean, that cheesecake is unbelievable.
$1,300 and a cheesecake at the moment.
At the moment. And look, if it grows, hey, if we get calls over the weekend or texts over the weekend and it grows, we will put out the message to let people know that that is here. I ain't worried about nobody following me, Blade. I promise you.
Good morning, CC.
I promise you I'm not worried about that. They can put all they want to put on me, and I'm telling you, they're going to have a rough time. So put them on me. But, hey, traffic jams or what have you. Here's the deal. Let's tell you where it's not at again, okay? It is not at Peach Chevrolet or Jim Peach Motors, Peach Ford. It is not. Everybody's good with that.
It's not in a building, a public building.
No, it is not in a public building.
It is not on private property.
It's not inside a business. It is not in a residential neighborhood. It is not on private property. But now, and you won't need any tools
to access it.
To access it. Okay? But it is hid. It is out there. And it could be anywhere between Bruton, Flemington, Jay, Pollard, P. Ridge, Castleberry, and this area.
P. Ridge.
Appleton. I said P. Ridge. Okay.
And I have no knowledge of where it is.
You have absolutely no knowledge.
I couldn't tell you a single clue. I couldn't tell you when they're coming out. Nothing.
Jesse James does not know where it's at. I'm telling you, nobody knows where this is at.
Did you see what Bubba just put on there?
Wow.
I'm out on jelly beans forever.
Yeah, I think we broke DJ of the jelly beans.
You don't have to worry about me and jelly beans.
So I'll tell you what we're going to do. Sometime over this weekend, I'm going to put out the first clue.
So you're not, okay, over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
First clue guaranteed to come out.
Guaranteed the first clue will come out sometime over the weekend.
But that doesn't stop you from looking for it now.
No, you can start looking for it now. I mean,
you know. If you find that needle.
Yeah. If you find it, I want to tell you something. If you find it, there's a big problem. Because that means somebody was following me. But, yeah. There's going to be a clue given out over the weekend. Like and share the drive time videos. Turn all your friends onto it. Listen, another thing, add all your friends to the group. The more people, the more members, the more clues. We got a bunch of clues wrote up already, and I'm ready to start pouring them out, putting them on.
Mitt's back in.
Hey, Mitt, good to see you. Glad to see you yesterday as well, too. If you didn't hear us saying that a while ago, we're glad to have you in here. So I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hashtag Team DJ.
Mitt, I'll get your shirt to you, buddy.
Team DJ.
My guy's in, Coach Johnson. Good morning, Coach.
Juan Johnson, Coach Johnson. Good morning to you, Coach.
I know who he's rolling with.
We want to say again, no private property. It's not inside of a business.
Or the dealerships. It's not in the dealerships.
Not at the dealerships. It could be outside of a business in some capacity somewhere. But it is not inside. So get your hunting boots on, your camouflage, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. Whatever you hunt in, there he is, Team DJ.
That's my guy.
And get ready to hunt.
That's my guy.
Because there's $1,300 and a cheesecake out there available right now for the first ever drive time.
Thank you, Deanna.
Dash for cash. $1,300 a cheesecake.
$1,300 and a cheesecake going to somebody. Somebody's going to win that.
How about that?
That's awesome.
What do you think about that?
That's awesome.
I mean,
that's awesome. It's going to make for a great spring break.
Well, and if somebody finds it, if nobody finds it spring break, then it's going to make
it
for.
It could still be, yeah.
I mean, listen, if this goes on for 2 or 3 weeks, 4 weeks, we're going to give clues until it's found. Okay? Here come those hashtag Team DJs.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. Love you.
Team those.
I love that.
That's good.
I love that.
Good morning, Miss Pat Harrington. So, like I said, share the video, like the video, make sure everybody knows about it. I know everybody said, I ain't telling nobody about that. There's more people out there hunting for this thing. Realize, if you want more clues, if you want us to give out more clues,
there has to be interaction.
It's got to be views.
Have to have it.
Likes and shares.
Tag.
Tags. Whatever you want to call it. It's got to be. It's got to be. So, are we looking for a half-eaten donut? Nah.
Thank you, Rebecca.
$1,300.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Jesse James, that's what I'm talking about. Yes. I love it. I love it.
Listen.
I love it.
We're going to start henna tattoos Monday morning up here. Hashtag Team DJ. Everybody wants a henna tattoo. Be sure to come by and see us.
I love it.
We're going to take care of you.
Love it.
We're going to take real good care of you. So, on that note, we're going to get ready to get out of here.
It has truly been a great day here in Drive Time. We appreciate all our Facebook family being in with us. Hope y'all have a great weekend. Like and share this video. Look for your clues. One's guaranteed to be released this weekend. For Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet, I want to thank them for making the program possible. Of course, Ken always getting us out as executive producer and co-host. Thank him for his efforts. And this is going to be a lot of fun. Hashtag Dash for Cash.
Dash for Cash.
Y'all have a great weekend. See y'all next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.
Maybe I'm just too frightened by the sound. The pieces all fall down.